Hey there, theme park fans. I'm Dan from Theme Park Nut, and this is Nuts About Theme Parks, the weekly theme park podcast where we discuss a little bit at length all of the theme park news that's happened this week. Now, this week has been a pretty big week. Right after I recorded last weekend, of course, we had the D23 event over in Disney in America, and that meant we got a whole lot more Disney news just before I released my episode last week. So if you thought there was a lot of Disney news last week, you're going to get a whole lot more this week, so strap in. All right, so at D23 this week, we found out that Epcot's new nighttime spectacular is going to be called Luminous, the Symphony of Us, and is going to debut December 5th. Now, apparently, people on the ground are saying this looks a lot like Harmonious, but without the barges. So it'll be interesting to see what that turns out like, but it's always good to get a new nighttime spectacular. We also found out at Epcot we were going to get an opening date. I think I mentioned this last week. We're very close to getting an opening date for Journey of Water inspired by Moana. Well, it got an official opening date at D23, and that opening date is October 16th, so just over a month away, and you'll have the officially opened Journey of Water inspired by Moana. We also got an update on Magic Kingdom's Hatbox Ghost that's going to be coming back into Haunted Mansion. They didn't give us a date per se. They gave us a time frame of late November this year, but we are going to see him in Magic Kingdom this year. So all the Haunted Mansion fans can be excited about that one. There were a couple of surprises out of D23 as well. We found out that Star Tours is going to add some places and characters from the current Disney Plus show Ahsoka in California, Florida, and in France next year. So look out for some very cool planets to be added into the rotations of Star Tours. Not quite sure how it'll all work timelines, but Star Tours is a bit wishy-washy like that. Maybe we'll end up in the world between worlds to get between places. That would be interesting. Ahsoka is pretty great. I've been enjoying it a lot, by the way. If you're into Star Wars, it's quite an interesting series. The other surprising news that we heard from Disney was that there's going to be a new Country Bears show called Country Bear Musical Jamboree that's going to open in Magic Kingdom. Now, that wasn't on anyone's radar at all. I hadn't heard any rumors or anything about changes to Country Bear Jamboree. But, you know, bears are cool. Singing bears even cooler. So why not bring some new stuff? It obviously means they're not going anywhere in the short term. So yeah, that's a surprise development, but you know, a cool thing nonetheless. We found out as well last weekend that Soarin' Over California is returning to Epcot later this month for a limited run in celebration of the 100th anniversary of the Disney company. I don't know if that's really good news or bad news. People are really mixed. I mean, the purists definitely like Soarin' Over California more, but there's a lot of things about Soarin' Around the World that is popular with the crowds that go to Disney World. So yeah, a bit of a mixed bag, but something different is always exciting. We got a few little, let's call them sneak peeks. They weren't really details. We got a concept image of the ride vehicle for the new Avengers Campus ride that's coming to Disney's California Adventure, but we didn't get a whole lot else. We didn't get a name. We didn't get a ride concept. We didn't get a time frame. We got a ride vehicle image. So, I mean, it's not nothing, but it's not a whole lot more. Disney also discussed their plans. Well, can we even call them plans? That are in the works to replace Dinoland USA in Animal Kingdom. Obviously, Dinoland USA is on the chopping block. That's been evident for some time. What they were going to replace it with was always going to be a question. Now, the Disney executives that were presenting it were at their wishy-washy best when they were talking about this. They phrased it very much as a blue sky discussion. And they basically said it could possibly be that maybe they might be considering a land devoted to Central and South America. That would give them access to properties like Indiana Jones and Encanto. They also showed a blue sky image of what this land would look like if this was the chosen way that they would go. Now, there's a couple of obvious things here. Indiana Jones coming in to replace the dinosaur ride. It's the same ride system. Absolutely makes sense, except that it's a duplicate of a, what, 20, 30-year-old ride? Hopefully they get the ride updates that went into Tokyo that made it a lot more resilient than what's in Disneyland. But we'll see if that actually happens. Yeah, it would be interesting. Obviously, Encanto is a fabulous movie and would make a great place to be. I could see it fitting with the conservation theme too, with the plants and, you know, looking after your environment, that sort of thing. But not a lot of animals really involved in it. But I guess that doesn't really matter. They're really about making places, which I like. I mean, I prefer that to, you know, Dino Land. Obviously, at some point, I want Australia to be an animal kingdom because I think we've got some pretty cool animals. But anyway, I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. But yeah, I guess, like I said, they were absolutely wishy-washy about whether this is. We can't count that as an announcement, really. It looked cool, but it could go absolutely back on the drawing board at any point. So yeah, there's that bit of news out of D23. They also announced that the 2024 D23 Expo is going to run from August 9th through to the 11th at the Anaheim Convention Center, following a kickoff event on the night before, August 8th, at Disneyland Resort. They're also expanding next year's event to the Hunter Center, where they can do special shows for the event. The Hunter Center is about three miles down the road from the Anaheim Convention Center, so it's not far off property. But yeah, they sort of gave details, trying to get everyone that was at Destination D23 to, you know, look ahead to buy tickets to the D24 Expo next year. So I'm sure most of them will. Other news from around Disney and related, there's still a lot of Disney news this week. Disneyland Resort has started alcohol sales inside Disneyland at three table service restaurants, Rivabelle Terrace, Carnation Cafe, and Cafe Orleans. These are the first sit-down restaurants outside of Galaxy's Edge to serve alcohol inside Disneyland, which I'm against. Walt didn't want Disneyland to have alcohol served at all, and I absolutely understand the purpose of that, and I think it's a detriment to the park that they bring it in, to be perfectly honest, but times change and people move on. Walt's been gone for a long time, so you can't really use that as an argument to keep things the way they were, because otherwise nothing would have ever changed. So yeah, I'm not that excited about it. I'm not going to partake in drinking if I go to Disneyland, but I can understand that some people will, so good luck to you guys. City of Anaheim this week released a draft subsequent environmental impact report on the proposed Disneyland Forward proposal. Now, this was the new expansion for Disneyland, sort of, requests that had been given to City of Anaheim last year, where they basically said, hey, we'd like to use this land for different stuff than we originally thought we were going to. It's only, you know, zoned for car parks, but we'd really like to build some attractions and stuff on it. So have a look at it and tell us what you think, City of Anaheim. And so this is the first thing out of that. It's a mammoth report. Don't read it. Don't even bother reading the summary. I think the summary is about 800 pages. The whole report's about 15,000. Yeah, it's enormous. So the short of it is basically there will be some less than significant effects on the local environment once it's constructed. And while it's in construction, there will be some significant effects on the environment. Basically what you expect. The report's going into a 45-day public consultation before they're going to finalize sort of the results, I guess, of the report and give their findings, which essentially will tell Disney whether they can indeed build whatever they want on that land. Interestingly, though, that report also called out there are existing restrictions for above-ground outdoor roller coasters on that bit of property. So that basically means anything Disney builds on there has to be indoors, which it probably was going to be anyway, but just an interesting thing to call out. Elsewhere in the world, the refurbished Disneyland Hotel at Disneyland Paris Resort will open on January 25th of next year. with some pretty fancy looking suites from the images they released this week. The Royal Suite, the biggest, fanciest suite, is themed quite impressively, actually, to the movie Frozen. So if you ever have a gajillion dollars and someone that loves Frozen in your life, you know where to go. Other theme parks around the world, Dollywood has announced that Lightning Rod, one of their major coasters, is going to close for the season on October 30, and basically over the winter break is going to get its launch replaced. It's at the moment got a very troublesome launch system, and they're going to replace it with a high-speed chain lift, which should be much simpler. So Lightning Rod is closing temporarily at Dollywood, but we will reopen at some point next year. Merlin Entertainment has announced a long-term partnership with Chinese tech giant Tencent. Legoland is basically building three parks in China at the moment. So obviously Merlin is the parent company. So you can expect to see some interesting technology advancements coming in those three Legoland parks in China in the next couple of years, because, I mean, Tencent is a beast of a company. They have a fortune, and it's probably a really good technical partnership for Merlin to get into on the ground in China. Finally, there was a lawsuit settled this week between the Disney company and Disneyland Resort Magic Key holders, where the Magic Key holders were suing Disney over the use of the phrase "no blockout dates" on their annual passes. The trouble came when reservations were required. Now, the passes did state that reservations would be required, but a lot of people, and indeed the judges, agreed that the phrase "no blockout dates" implied that you could go on any date, which means that yes, you would have to make a reservation, but reservations would be available to you. That wasn't the case, because many people tried to use their passes and then couldn't. Now, the settlement that happened basically was Disney conceding that they were slightly in the wrong. So there wasn't a judgment as such on this case, but it looked like it was going to go in there in against Disney's favor anyway, so it's probably in their benefit to settle in this case. Now, Disney is going to pay a total of $9.5 million to the plaintiffs and their attorneys. Funnily enough, that's going to work out to a payment of $67.41 US for the estimated 103,000 plus former Dream Key pass holders that got represented in the case. So the only real winners here were the lawyers. Let's face it, all these 100,000 people got $60. Disney lost $10 million-ish. The lawyers made some money. So the cynical side of me says the lawyers did exactly what they wanted to do with this case, which was get some money out of Disney. So that's basically it for this week's theme park news. We'll be back next week with more theme park news, so tune in for that. We've got our theme park news in a nutshell video going up on YouTube and TikTok momentarily, where you can hear all about this news, but in a much, much, much shorter format. And yeah, basically you can catch up with us on all the social medias, X, Threads, Instagram, wherever you feel comfortable. Send us a message. We're either Theme Park Nut or Theme Park Nut Insta, so you can reach out to us there. And hopefully you guys have a great week, and we'll see you next week for more Nuts About Theme Parks. See you then.